from KQED.
In a state this big, people are often splitting California in two. Many split north from south, others draw the line between urban and rural parts of the state. But both lines are based on stereotypes that don't really hold true the closer you look. One multimedia art installation that's just gone up challenges urban Californians to rethink their stereotypes about their rural neighbors. It's hard to imagine a setting more urban than a Bay Area Rapid Transit or BART station in downtown San Francisco. In the tunnels below Market Street, trains are constantly coming and going. This is where you'll find real rural, on ad placards in the trains, mixed in between advertisements hawking local schools, sports teams, and housing developments. You'll spot farmer Mauricio Espinoza of Coachella staring back at you, his hands dusted with dirt, or Ashley Phillips, a teenage rodeo trick rider from Tulare County, standing on top of her horse Jessie while spinning a lasso over her head. Real Rural is the work of writer and photographer Lisa Hamilton.
Over the last year, I traveled nearly 10,000 miles around the state of California, navigating between places that most city people have never heard of. Raisin City, Mecca, Surprise Valley. And along the way, I was meeting people, talking to them, listening to their stories, and photographing them.
What were some of the most compelling surprises for you on the road?
Well, the most obvious visible sign of rural poverty in California that, you know, you can see from the road is housing at a standard that's far below what I think most urban people would stand for. When you start talking with people in rural towns, you find that there are food drives happening where you have a line of 100 people at 7:30 in the morning waiting for the food drive to open.
And yet, as you say that, I think many urban Californians will be thinking, I've seen lines going around the block outside a church distributing food. I've seen substandard housing.
There are a lot more similarities than we think, and that's what this project is about, is helping people connect on a really basic human level.
Name me one special person that comes to mind that you talk to.
Sebastian Garcia is an 11-year-old boy in Thermal, California, down in Riverside County in the desert farming region just north of the Salton Sea and south of Palm Springs.
Hamilton photographed the pint-sized boxer in a classic fighting stance with his gloves up. At the project's website, realrural.org, you'll find the backstories to the photos and audio interviews. Hamilton went to a boxing gym where Garcia and other Riverside hopefuls spar. From his ringside seat, trainer Jose Pizarro talks about the dedication he sees in Garcia.
This little guy over there, I mean, he likes to brawl. You get him in the ring and he'll fight anybody. I mean, he could be almost dog-tired, barely walking. He'll say, "Is that all you got?"
Sebastian Garcia's inspiration was plastered up on the walls of the gym.
There were posters of three brothers, all of whom had gone pro, one of whom had been a world champion. And Sebastian looked at the posters and he said, "My uncle used to work in the fields with those guys." And suddenly I realized that when Sebastian strikes that pose, it's for real. This little dream of, you know, a pretty short, skinny kid could come true.
So what do the subjects of Hamilton's gaze think about the project? Dairyman Dennis Leonardi drove 5 hours south from Ferndale in Humboldt County to offer his opinion.
The rural story is a story that needs telling. It gets lost sometimes in translation because there's this vast chasm between what people think they know and what is real. It's nice to feel part of a bigger project that's trying to do a constructive thing.
Leonardi was born into the dairy business in Ferndale. You might be surprised at his daily habit of heading to Starbucks when it opens at 5 a.m. for an Earl Grey tea. Maybe not so much by the milk he puts in it. But he's also on the board of his local hospital in Eureka. St. Joseph was deeply in debt a few years ago when Leonardi and his neighbors banded together to save it, and by extension, each other.
Community. It's a fabric that's dependent and reliant on every thread and every strand to make it strong.
The Real Rural posters will be up on BART for the next 2 months. In the fall, the photographs will be displayed at the California Historical Society Museum in San Francisco and on billboards in Sacramento and Los Angeles. But you don't have to wait to see pictures of Leonardi, Garcia, and the rest of the people in Real Rural. You'll find a link at californiareport.org. Tell us what you think about the stories you hear or want to hear on the California Report. Send your email to calreport@kqed.org. You can also comment on specific stories online. Just go to californiareport.org. While you're there, you'll see everything we archive. And if you feel like listening on your own time, check out our podcast. You can sign up for it at californiareport.org or look for us at iTunes.